Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:18, and that is Pacific Summer Time, and today is May 23rd. And today the yield on the 12-month Treasury went up another couple of basis points, up to 64.67. What does that tell us? That we've had this progression of higher reaction lows for the better part of a year, that yield has found support in the region of the trend mean on a number of occasions, and despite all of the various debate back and forth that we've had over the last 6 months, then what have we had here? We have evidence in the chart that despite all of the debate, that people really are thinking that eventually we are going to have some interest rate hikes here. And that is slowly but surely getting priced into the bond markets, it's getting priced into the equity markets, and there's the potential that it's getting priced into risk assets or risk-off assets. And that's perhaps the way to look at this market. So we have what is a very modest but still developing uptrend in the 12-month yield. And that means that the bond market is slowly starting to price in that there's an increasing possibility that if the Fed doesn't move in June, they might move in July. If they don't move in July, they might move in August. But that it's looking increasingly likely that we are going to have an interest rate hike before the end of the third quarter, and that we may even have two before the end of 12 months from now. Now, perhaps the oldest maxim in the entire market is don't fight the Fed. And that's exactly what the bond market has been doing. So despite the fact that you had the long side of the curve pretty quiet in here today, it would be very rash to expect that yields are going to stay depressed for the long term, not least because the labor market is pretty well saturated. The housing market is recovering, and in certainly around where I live, I can see houses across the street which were only on the market for about 4 or 5 weeks, going for upwards of $3 million, which is double what they would have been 5 or 6 years ago. So we've had a significant jump in property prices. And then, if that's the case, then what the Fed has got to be looking at is it's not so much evidence to why they should raise rates, but rather evidence why they shouldn't. And they will certainly be looking at wage growth, because given everything that has been hedonicked out of the way that they measure inflation, wages is something that is very hard to hedonic out of anything. If people want more money for the work, for the same amount of work, then that generally means that there's a shortage of labor. And that is something that feeds directly into inflation measures. And considering that that is what's going on, that we're getting a pricing in of risk that the Fed may be willing to move, then stock markets were very steady in here today. They didn't really go anywhere. But following the end of trading, the S&P is now back below the 2050 area again. The NASDAQ is down a little bit. And generally speaking, it was a reasonably weak day on stocks. Europe was in negative territory. The Italian index, being led lower by the banks, was down almost 3%. The Nikkei, the Hang Seng, were both in negative territory, not in a dynamic fashion. And because we're having we're in a corrective phase, and it's looking increasingly likely that we are back into the kind of environment that we last saw in 2011, which is characterized by risk on, risk off. We've had that for much of the last year. We're at the upper side of the range, and then there are increasing questions about what would be required to justify paying up new all-time highs for stocks. And that question is coming up lacking. So then the potential for at least some additional consolidation and potentially a sharp pullback towards the lower side of the range is perhaps the base case at this stage. And last week we saw that precious metals had pulled back sharply, but then it wasn't on consecutive days. It was one big pullback, and since then they've been pretty steady. And silver has unwound much of its overbought condition, and it was down 11 cents in here today, but it was finishing out the day well above its low. Gold was finishing out the day well above its low. Same thing for platinum. So that's potentially encouraging that we now have short-term oversold conditions for the precious metals. And there is a medium-term bullish argument for why anyone would want to own them, in that they simply can't be printed into existence, and that the mining sector in particular is offering a high beta play on the precious metals, and then we're potentially being offered an entry opportunity into some of these right now. So it's certainly a sector that is worth watching, and not least if we continue to see that there is this increasing divergence between central bank policies right around the world. And in addition to that, we have this divergence in opinion as to exactly what it is that central banks are doing, and the general integrity of the global financial system. Then in the currency markets, it was a reasonably quiet day, but the commodity currencies like the Canadian dollar continue to get weaker. The dollar continues to unwind its oversold condition relative to a number of those commodity-related currencies, and that's despite the fact that, by and large, the continuous commodity index has been very, very steady indeed. That despite a little bit of additional volatility in the agriculturals and in the precious metals, that the continued relative strength of oil and the energy sector generally has acted to hold up the commodity index. And oil prices were down, but again, not in a dynamic fashion in here today. So generally speaking, a quiet day overall. And it's just worth just keeping in mind that for stock markets, the base case is for some additional consolidation, that the dollar continues to represent a rally from a deeply oversold level, and that oil prices are perhaps the great catalyst, because despite the fact that they're coming off very depressed levels, the rally in oil has coincided with the rally in stocks, and the fact that oil prices are now back at potentially economic levels, particularly if one wanted to lock in futures prices with a 9 to 12 month horizon around $50, that's quite possible at today's levels. So then we're at a point where some supply might be able to come back into the market, and perhaps what the oil market is now relying on is outages that were unforeseen a few months ago, and not least in Canada and Nigeria, but that how likely are those to be medium term in nature, I think is really quite open to speculation. So we'll continue to monitor what has been a very consistent trend, and then a reaction of greater than between $5 and $6 on oil prices would really be required to signal that supply is back in the driver's seat here. And if that were the case, then that would act probably to exert downward pressure on stocks, not least because the energy sector in aggregate has been among the large cap sectors has been the best performer this year so far, and among smaller cap sectors, gold shares have been the best performers. But so energy really is something that can exert a wider influence on the market rather than what happens in among the gold shares, and not least because gold shares have fallen so much that their market caps are risible compared to the size of some of the big companies in those indices. And I think with that, I will leave you for today, and I'll wish all the best to all of you.